that you've chosen to be here with us this morning. I'm going to turn it over to Brad to share our invocation and the chalice lighting.
Hello, good morning. My name is Brad Hewitt. My pronouns are he, him, and his. And I am tickle pink to be your lay leader today. I'll be reading, as we light the chalice, I'll be reading To Be a Unitarian Universalist. This is by Erica Hewitt from the UU Worship web app. Love her last name. Some of you may remember Erica from her sermon here on February 12th when I said this is the only time you'll see two Hewitts on the stage up here. Probably was. This reading is inspired by the Reverend Elizabeth Wynn's chapter, Our Work for Social Justice, in the Unitarian Universalist Pocket Guide. To be a Unitarian Universalist means we'll never be done with the work of telling the truth about oppression, the work of resisting any laws, policies, or practices that deny anyone their humanity, the work of stubbornly seeking out the spark of the divine in each other, no matter what, the work of creating heaven on earth. To be a Unitarian Universalist also means we're not alone in the work. We're not alone because of our promises to love one another. We're not alone because we are companions on the journey. We grow ourselves into allies, helping one another get free, because none of us is truly free until we are all free. If you'd please join me in our opening hymn, I guess, Gathered Here, number 389, in your dark green books, if you've got it, or the words are up here.
The words will be words up on will the be screen. Up here. Mm-hmm. Please stand in mind, body, or spirit as you're able. And this morning, I'm going to invite you to think about this song a little bit differently. Sometimes we sing this song with sort of a drone, maybe a little heavy. And this morning I'm going to encourage you to think about these words, gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, and think of these as an exclamation of faith, as a prayer for being able to join here together and gather.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit.
One more time.
Gathered here in the mystery of the hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit, draw near.
I have a reading from Toward Our Metamorphosis into Who Knows What, by the Reverend Chris Bice. Churches are not always known for rapid change. When people in my congregation asked why we are changing, I say we are not changing because of what we want to. We're changing because we have to. In the Unitarian Universalist Church, we believe in evolution. Now we actually have to practice it. In the 19th century, it was said Unitarians believed in the fatherhood of God, the brotherhood of man, and the neighborhood of Boston. But that was before God changed her pronouns. Our theology has changed over time. Unitarians and Universalists are merged. Our ideas of our neighborhood are much bigger now. Our ideas about the human family and our connection to all life is bigger than that now. Our ideas about ultimate reality are bigger than that now, in so much as God is transcendent. God is transgender. In so much as God is embodied. There is a divine spark in everybody in this room and everybody viewing online. Everybody of every race, everybody of every color, everybody of every ability, everybody of every sexual orientation, everybody of every gender identity, every body.
Okay, so I don't see a single person under the age of 18 in this sanctuary. So you all get to listen to me talk about Jet Pig. But if there are kids watching at home, feel free to get cozy, snuggle in. I want to tell you about my friend Jet Pig. As you can see, I am wearing him on my t-shirt. This is my friend Jet Pig. And Jet Pig, his name is an acronym. It stands for Justice, Equity, Transformation, Pluralism, Interdependence, and Generosity. And Jetpig, he flies in space. He's a very cool traveler. He goes across galaxies. But he can only do that when he is powered by love. And I learned about Jetpig from some Unitarian Universalists from the church in York, Pennsylvania, who had this idea to come up with Jetpig as a way to teach children in the community about the values of Unitarian Universalism. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about those values very briefly later. But since there are no children here, I'm going to save you a space traveling story about Jetpig. And I'm just going to say that when you are thinking about what it means to talk about Unitarian Universalism, to talk about our values, if you're struggling to remember them, just think of Jetpig. He'll help you get there. And I'm just going to, do we want to sing the Not Present Children out to RE? It's a really important tradition to me, so if nobody else is opposed, I think we should all stand up and form arches in the aisles and sing these children out.
Yes.
We hold you in our love as you go, may your hearts be at peace as you go. To nurture the spark of your precious life, we hold you in our love as you go.
Jetpig.
What does it mean?
Oh, justice, equity, transformation, pluralism, interdependence, and generosity.
Thank you.
That song is for all of the children in each of us. May we remember it as we go.
I had a desire to just kind of run around under the arms.
You know what, me too.
I really thought about it. I fought it very hard. I'm like, we need to be formal. No, we don't, but that's all right. Winston Churchill said, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Gifts abound in many versions here at WOOF, among them assisting with our classes for children, greeting members and visitors in the lobby, tending coffee downstairs, helping clean up our amazing grounds here, joining church committees, and yes, donating financial support as able. We grow as a community from the gifts of those who choose to offer them in service, and we are grateful. If the greeters will please come forward to collect the offering. Thank you for your gifts today, and if you would please join me in our affirmation of gratitude and giving.
Let us be grateful when we are able to give, for many do not have that privilege. Let us be grateful for all those who share their gifts with us, for we are enriched by their giving. And let us be grateful even for our needs, so that we learn from the generosity of others.
Thank you all. We are surrounded by both joy and sorrow in every single moment. In the most extreme moments of elation and gratitude, somewhere someone is experiencing their greatest loss. And each time we gather on Sunday morning, we recognize that within the container of this community, we have people experiencing the full range from profound joy to deep sorrow. And so, because we hold each other in that community, knowing that at any moment, anyone could be having an experience or a feeling which they want to be witnessed. We take the time to come to the front of the sanctuary, to stand at the altar that we have built and place a stone in the water. It is our chance to be seen and to see one another. And so I invite you to bring whatever it is you are holding in your heart, whatever sorrow, whatever gladness, and place it into the stone that you hold. And let the water of this community see you and hold you in that experience. For those of you who are watching online or in the future, this stone represents all that you carry. And for all those joys and sorrows left unexpressed, but held in our hearts.
I'd like to read all that you can touch. All you touch, you change, by Octavia Butler. All that you touch, you change. All that you change, changes you. The only lasting truth is change. God is change.
Change is coming. What do we need to imagine? Change is coming. What do we need to imagine? I know from brokenness there's whole. I know from brokenness there's whole. Change is coming. What do we need to imagine?
To prepare. What do we need to imagine to prepare for the change coming our way? Change is inevitable. And so much of our lives are about preparing to resist or avoid change. But as Unitarian Universalists, we are committed to a living tradition. A faith that changes. It must change. We must change. And so what must we imagine? Not to prepare against change, but to welcome it in. To open our arms and greet the change that is coming our way with gratitude, with possibility, with wholeness. I had the privilege of attending General Assembly this year in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I attended not as a delegate and not solely as a member of our faith. As some of you know, I am beginning seminary this fall. I find myself in the midst of such change already, being not yet a minister, but also not outside the ministerial life, not exclusively a church attendee, but not even quite just a lay leader anymore. Existing in the liminal spaces of our congregation and of our faith tradition. As such, I had a unique experience of GA, wherein I participated in both ministry days, the pre-GA gathering of religious professionals, with members of the Unitarian Universalist Ministers Association and LIREDA, the Liberal Religious Educators Association, as well as the business and learning aspects of General Assembly itself. And this year, GA was full of change. Many have said it was the unofficial theme, and I have to agree with them. Not only were there major discussions of faith and our beliefs, but we held many elections for boards, committees, and commissions. We also elected the first woman of color, first openly queer president of the UUA, the Reverend Dr. Sophia Betancourt. In an excerpt from his sermon on the during the Service of the Living Tradition at GA 2023, Reverend Chris Bice reminded us earlier in our reading that our UU theology changes. We no longer say that we believe in the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man, because we no longer identify our religion as requiring a belief in God. And we recognize that there are more than just men in our faith. The unofficial start to General Assembly marks the official end of ministry days with something known as the Berry Street Essay. Founded by Reverend William Ellery Channing in 1820, it is the presentation of an essay by an esteemed member of our tradition's clergy. Having only been missed once during World War II, the Berry Street Essay is both the longest essay series in the world and designed to deliver a contribution to the practical strength of liberal ministries. This year, it was prepared and presented by the Reverend Cecilia Kingman, who resides in Washington. In her essay, titled My Little Pony Was Right, Reflections of Fascism Within and Without, Reverend Kingman outlined the 10 tactics of fascism and how we can recognize them within our communities and within our congregations. In addition to the Berry Street essay, General Assembly has several workshops that occur. The Service of the Living Tradition honors those who step forward in greater service to our faith. Individuals who are seeking fellowship as ministers, individuals who are granted fellowship as ministers, and individuals who are retiring from their ministerial service. There is also the Synergy Bridging Service, a worship that is focused on the youth of our tradition and the big changes happening in their lives. And of course, there was Sunday morning worship, a time when we turned that giant convention center into a holy place together. But the Berry Street topic felt especially relevant as we looked around at the places in our liberal religion that are, well, complex. Many times during the business sessions, casual conversations, and the workshops of GA, I heard folks mention the Berry Street and reflect back on its relevance in the wider conversations we're having. And if you're interested, you can view the Berry Street essay. Highly recommend it. But one of those conversations that we're having is the Article II Study Commission's proposed changes. Now, I'm going to give you a brief overview because that was requested, but really it's the history of Article II and not what's happening. So give me pause for a second. For context, Unitarian Universalist congregations can choose to be part of the Unitarian Universalist Association. As part of joining the UUA, congregations agree to enter into a covenant with all the other member congregations and the greater UUA organization. Article 2 of the UUA bylaws is the foundation of that covenant to which congregations agree to coexist. It's where we currently find the 7 principles and the 6 sources. Because Unitarian Universalism is not a creedal religion, but a covenantal one, our faith is built on agreements that we make and keep with one another. The covenants that we hold. When a person or a congregation is out of covenant, we seek to utilize the right relations process to bring them back into covenant. Article 2, according to the UUA bylaws, must be regularly reviewed and revised. Typically, this happens every 15 years. However, the last revision approved to Article 2 occurred in 1984. This is when the principles and sources that we currently know were written into the UUA bylaws. For reference, I was born in 1985. The principles and sources are older than I am, and I am significantly older than 15.
Since 2021, when the Article II Study Commission was formed, conversations have happened on the micro and the macro level about what the core of Unitarian Universalism is, and what we want it to become as we grow and deepen in our liberal religious tradition. This year, a proposed change to Article II was brought before the delegates of the General Assembly, not to approve as a final draft, but to approve as a working draft. The preliminary proposal for Article II contains much of the language currently found in our principles and sources. And it contains additional language, language designed to welcome in those who have not traditionally been heard. It includes language about white supremacy culture, about interdependence, about justice work. And it's represented by a graphic that looks like this. It's okay. We give them lots of time. Thank you so much. It's all good. Thank you so much. So you can see here the values that the study commission determined are at the core of many Unitarian Universalist lives, based on the thousands of conversations that were held over the last 2 years. These values, as you heard me share during the Time for All Ages, are justice, equity, transformation, pluralism, interdependence, and generosity. And at the center of this graphic, representing the value at the center of our Unitarian Universalist faith, is love. Love is what guides us and what fuels us and what brings us into beloved community. During the various business sessions, amendments were proposed, discussed, and voted on. At the end of GA, a vote was held to approve or deny the Article II Study Commission's proposed revisions to Article II, with amendments to be revised and presented for final approval at the 2024 General Assembly. The result of that vote, to preliminarily approve the proposal for Article II, was 86.3% yes, 13.7% no. Now, there are many opinions on the Article II revisions, both for and against. Many people come to Unitarian Universalism looking for something to hold as their faith, and many stay for what are currently the principles and sources, as outlined in the current version of Article II. And I am not here to host a discussion on those opinions right now, because the Wolf Committee on Ministry is going to host a series of conversations for all of us to come together and share with one another our ideas, our opinions, and our frustrations. Those will be announced in upcoming newsletters, so read the newsletter. But we're in the middle of it. We're in those liminal spaces together. We're not yet living into new covenants, but we're still beholden to the covenants we agreed to when we came to this faith and to this congregation. We're actively living in the change, both the change that we want to bring into this world and the change that is happening around us, whether we want it to or not. Change is coming. What do we need to imagine? Change is coming. What do we need to imagine? During the service of the Living Tradition, I had the honor of singing this song, written by Adrienne Marie Brown and Molly Bagshaw. Dr. Glenn Thomas Rideout, Director of Worship Arts at First Universalist Church of Minneapolis, led a choir of ministers and religious professionals as we sang this not just to one another, but to the entire Unitarian Universalist movement. What do we need to imagine to prepare, to prepare for the change that is coming. I've long carried with me a Gustav Mahler quote. Tradition is tending the flames, not worshiping the ashes. As one last gift from General Assembly, I will leave you with this reading. It is an excerpt from the Sunday morning worship service sermon delivered by Reverend Manish Mitra Marzetti. Anchoring in deep, heartfelt values, and anchoring in love and community remains our Unitarian Universalist calling card. It is the ground of being from which we have been contemporary national leaders in justice-seeking movements, such as those supporting reproductive justice, marriage equality, migrant rights, and trans equality, to name just a few. Reflected in these commitments are our passion for, our collective commitment to, the dignity and unique experience of every person. People who are already among us, people who are dear to us, people who we know in community, and people we do not yet know. All we have to do is look at our shared history over centuries as Unitarians, as Universalists, as Unitarian Universalists. We were not waiting on the sidelines for someone to invent a statement of UU principles in the 1960s. We were out there, in the streets. Drawing on our core values, we UUs have engaged with the arc of history for as long as we have existed. It is an arc not just of history, but one of forging, one of creating, one of building the history our hearts and souls have longed for. And so, friends, I say to you, change is coming. It is already here. How do we show up and stand with one another and make plans to move together in our faith, in our communities, in our congregations, to step into that change, to breathe into the change that is coming, not just in our faith, but everywhere. And as you leave here today, and hopefully come back again, know that your congregation and your community are standing next to you, here to hold you in the change that you are experiencing, and to share change together. But for a little bit of tradition, please stand in mind, body, or spirit, and join me in singing Spirit of Life, hymn number 123.
As we prepare.
prepare to leave this space, I would like to say a special gratitude to Betsy, who comes and plays the piano for us, for our tech team, for Caleb and Lex and Jim and Rick, and all those who make our ability to gather here in body and online possible. We had to change to make that happen, and it is a change from which we all benefit. So as you leave this space today, I invite you to think about change, to recognize where it is that you are maybe resistant to change or feeling a little nervous about it, and ask yourself if there are people in this community or in other communities in your life who can hold you in that change. Seek them out. We are here, and we love you. Thank you all so much. Please.
Carry the flame of peace.